If it's Friday, it's meetup time with Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, political director for NBC News. Chuck, let's start at the border, where we do very often. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is in the position of defending a program that moves migrants out of Arizona, a program that she criticized when former Republican Governor Ducey did it. Yes, she's tweaked the program, but isn't this a huge sign of how political the border and the immigration debate is?
Or how once people get into office, they realize what they have to do, right? I don't know what how else. What I note, there's nothing like a campaign to bring out the dumbest comments about the border, and there's nothing like governing to bring reality to elected officials, right? Like, that's the thing that we've all learned, is that the worst time to find out somebody's position on the border is apparently during a campaign.
Yeah.
Because they're just not, it's just completely, you know, they just tell what their base wants them to say.
Well, what's
and then
changed?
They get in there, and then you start to, realize, huh, this is complicated. Yeah, it is. That's why we don't have a solution yet.
Well, you know, what's changed is that instead of shipping them directly to you there in the Washington area, migrants get to kind of pick the city they want to go to. So some people are saying, well, great. So what you've done is you've created a reservation system for immigrants on flights.
Well, it is. It's kind of what Biden is doing, though, for what it's worth. The way the Title 42 policy works is that if you apply in the app, right, before and don't come to the deal that's supposed to work, if you don't come to the southern border, but you apply for asylum on this app, say sitting in Guatemala, and you have a sponsor in the United States, you have a family member, right, you can go there. You don't have to just go where that you're. Where they decide to send you. So it does seem to be a little bit in line with what the sort of alternative Title 42 policy that Biden's developed, which is to let, if the migrant has a sponsor, send them to wherever their sponsor lives.
Yeah.
We're talking to Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, political director for NBC News. Let's talk about the Ukraine. Many people glad to see U.S. tanks going to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But how does the president get around this statement he made last year?
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, that's called World War III.
So is his defense simply that those tanks won't have U.S. Army tank drivers?
And he argues that it's in defense, that they're yes, it's an offensive operation by Ukraine, but it's to evict Russia from Ukraine. Mm. It's not to go into Russia. No, I mean, look, what you're saying is he's going to be parsing his words. Yeah, they're going to be parsing their words here. I mean, look, I expect us to send planes at some point.
Yeah,
I know we've ruled planes out, but if at this point, you can't let them lose. You got to give them enough to win. You can't just give them enough to survive, right? And that had been, and I think arguably the first 6 months, we were providing them enough weapons to survive, to see if they could win. And I think now we've all assessed, I was talking with a source earlier this week, got a pretty deep briefing on what we're doing here and what Ukraine thinks that it can accomplish. And there's some optimism that they can at least push Russia back by the summer to essentially where things were at the start of the war.
That would be.
And then
wonderful.
If we get there, they need to get to the table, because one thing this person said to me is this coalition and American support and Western support, it has a clock. Okay. And, you know, if we're not doing this again this time next year, put it that way.
Right, right. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Chuck Todd. You can catch Chuck Todd for Meet the Press Sunday morning at 7 on Channel 12 here in the Valley and on Meet the Press Now on NBC News Now. And our man in Ukraine, retired Peoria police officer, Pat Shearer, we talked to him yesterday, and he says he's thrilled to see that tanks will be coming in. And he's not been in the fight. He's just been providing aid on the sides.